Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on iHeart, Radio MD, or wherever you download us from. Thank you very much for doing that. As usual, this is the B segment, which is a guest, and we have an outstanding guest for you today, Dr. David Armstrong, who's a doctor of podiatric medicine and a PhD, member of the Society for Vascular Surgery, a podiatric surgeon who is professor of surgery at the Keck School of Medicine at the University of Southern California, and co-director of the USC, University of Southern California, Limb Preservation Program. We're going to talk to him about how to protect your feet and how to keep them from having a serious problem. The audio may not be perfect today as I am traveling, and I apologize for that, but you will get a great interview from Dr. David Armstrong, so no need to apologize for that quality. We, as usual, are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can find out what you're missing or not in your diet from Persona Nutrition. Take the free online assessment, and you can talk to a nutritionist again for free. Find out if you're missing anything or not, and what is needed for you or not. Thanks very much for doing that. The 50,000 of you who listen and download this weekly, we appreciate that. Tell your friends about us. Dr. Armstrong, thanks very much for doing this. How did you happen to specialize in feet and diabetic feet in particular?
That's a great question, number one. And number two, it's great to be with you, Michael. I mean, this is what a wonderful program you have. So I'll just tell you, I mean, I guess it wouldn't be the first thing that someone would think about. The feet, you know, it's sort of at the end of the body, covered with the shoe, largely ignored. But the funny story on my end is, I grew up with it. My father was a foot doctor, and I grew up following him around his office in beautiful Santa Maria, California, kind of working in the back. And I got a chance to see how, unlike a lot of specialties in medicine and surgery, you know, this was one where people could walk in sometimes hurting and certainly a lot of times concerned, and a lot of times they could walk out the same day feeling a lot better. And that was, number one, very attractive to me at the time. I think that's sort of instant gratification. But, you know, I sort of got into an entirely different area in terms of specializing in the feet now, because a lot of the work that we do is about, you know, measuring success over months and years and even decades for our patients and taking care of them with diabetes, because a lot of our patients, many of them don't even have symptoms. And that's the root of a lot of the evil that we're dealing with in diabetes. So that's kind of the sum of what I'm doing.
Now, in diabetic foot, we learn a lot about amputations and most serious problems. And tell us why the diabetics are at greater risk than, for example, those of us who don't have diabetes. And I should tell people that one of the websites, if they're just interested in learning more about this, is diabeticfootonline.com, diabeticfootonline.com. But why is diabetes so commonly associated with amputations?
Yeah, well, let's walk through it, because at first it's kind of maybe not be entirely straightforward. And so this is how it works. Unfortunately, you know, if you were an evil deity and you were trying to sock it to humanity, you wouldn't pick something like a heart attack or something terrible like that. You'd pick diabetes, because it's quiet and it sort of sneaks up on you. And that's what happens with the feet. People have silent heart attacks. They can have silent foot attacks. And the reason that happens is because over time, folks with diabetes will very slowly, they'll develop some loss of feeling in their feet. That's called neuropathy in diabetes, or diabetic neuropathy. And what happens is, because of that, folks lose the ability to feel pain. They lose the ability to feel when they should be hurting. Sometimes they get pain when they don't need it, but then they don't get pain when they need it. And Michael, they can literally wear a hole in their foot, just as you or I might wear a hole in our sock or our shoe. And that hole is called a diabetic foot ulcer. And that there's an ulcer. Someone around the world gets a diabetic foot ulcer every 1.2 seconds now around the world. Unfortunately, about half of those will get infected at some point. And about 20% of those folks end up in hospital. And that's why there is now, unfortunately, around the world, there's an amputation now in someone with diabetes every 20 seconds. And the fact of the matter is, the vast majority of those are preventable.
Now, you say they lose sensation, so they often don't know when they run into something or damage their foot. So can you get shoes and other implements, if you will, in a way that they can protect themselves even when they don't know it? Or what are the steps in trying to protect them from injury? And then obviously the next phase that we'll ask is talking about what happens when they get an injury. Are they more susceptible to problems?
Yeah. So that's a great question. And the great news here is that all of this, so much of this is preventable. And so number one, just the most simple thing is this. If a person with diabetes just sees their foot doctor, their podiatrist, as it were, along with another member of the diabetes team, at least annually, or based on whatever the team says, then that person's risk for ever getting a big problem, like what I mentioned, goes down anywhere from on the low end, 20%, to on the high end, more than 80%. So that, number one, just seeing your foot doctor at least annually, it's very seldom that you're going to see such a massive reduction in risk with anything that we do in medicine or surgery, but that's number one. And the data on that are so strong all over the United States and around the world. So that's number one.
So that was an 80%, that's an 80% reduction,
Eight zero percent reduction in amputation over the next 2 to 6 years, depending on which data you look at, which studies you look at, but every single one of them. Look, if you and I were talking about maybe heart attacks or strokes or even, God forbid, cancer, and we talked about a medicine that could give you 5% better protection, that would be a blockbuster. Here we're talking 20 to 80%. So just that one thing, just getting in to see your foot doctor. So that's number one. Number two, there's all kinds of things that can happen that are good once you get in to see that foot doctor. Now, he or she may want to get you into the right shoes, or shoes that you may want to wear, you're going to want to wear, but might be able to protect your feet pretty better if you do have some loss of sensation. But even before you have loss of sensation, there may be ways to sort of prolong the time that takes to happen. And the better you keep your blood sugar in control, and even the better, there's data to show from work that some of my colleagues and I've done, that if the better you keep your lipids and blood pressure in control, the slower you may lose some of that feeling in your feet. So those are two good things that you can do right away. One of the other things you can do is, even if you're not seeing your foot doctor, if you're just seeing your general practitioner, family doc, or a nurse practitioner, just remember to knock your socks off, quite literally. If you just take your shoes and socks off when you're in to see your doctor, then he or she, of course, has so much to do during that kind of visit. Very often, they might forget to look at your feet, or they have other things they could to do that might be more important initially to do. But if you have your shoes and socks off, that'll make them get down there, and it'll prompt them to look at your feet, and that may reduce risk in and of itself just by prompting the clinician to do that right away. And here's some other stuff you can do. You can do this at home.
What will looking at the feet, what will knocking your socks off, if you will, having someone look at your feet, what will they then do that helps you prevent? In other words, what is it that they're going to do then that will help you do better?
Well, what they may do, it may prompt them to do something just so as simple as feel for your pulses. And if they're checking your pulses, there are a couple of pulses on your feet that can give critical and very simple information to the doctor or the nurse that if they were sluggish or hard to feel, that could put you at greater risk for circulation problems, also known as peripheral artery disease. And that problem exists in between 10 and 12 million patients at any given time in the United States alone. And it's especially prevalent in people with diabetes. So that's one quick thing that they can do that might prompt them to seek further assessment by a foot doctor or a vascular surgeon or someone along those lines. Another thing they can do is they can check your sensation on your feet, because, again, there are some simple things that could be done to check for loss of protective sensation, as we call it, or for that neuropathy. And they can sometimes identify that a bit early, and in identifying it early, may be able to stave off some of these complications, like we'd already mentioned.
We're talking with Dr. David Armstrong of the Professor of Surgery at the Keck School of Medicine of the University of Southern California. The website you can learn more about this is diabeticfootonline.com. This again is episode 1052B. The other place for those of you who have patients who you want to refer, and I know that a lot of our audience is medical professionals, it's limbpreservationsociety.org, limbpreservationsociety.org. So Dr. Armstrong, let's just assume that someone has a problem already. They've got a infection, or they've got a problem with the pulses not being what we in the medical terminology call four on the floor, meaning you have four pulses that we feel for and you're missing two on one side. What then happens? What should the patient do? Now, we've already got the basic things of making sure their blood sugar is as good as can be, but what should they then do?
Yeah, well, one of the next things you can do is if there are diminished pulses on their feet or if they're absent, then generally speaking, that general practitioner, or certainly the podiatric surgeon, will likely want to maybe do some further testing or seek some further testing. And there are different kinds of tests that they can do that can assess for the quality of the blood flow down there. And the results of those tests might prompt a referral to one of our colleagues in vascular surgery. And so, for instance, our clinic here, and quite literally, I'm right in the middle of our clinic here at Keck School of Medicine at USC, and we have this awesome interdisciplinary clinic where we have vascular and podiatric surgery together. We call that a toe and flow program, where we're both together. And we surround that with really good quality nursing and many other folks. And we can get to these problems really, really rapidly to stave off any problems that can be limb-threatening or even life-threatening. So it's terrific when you're able to work as part of a team. And I mean that starting as a patient and then working your way out with all these different clinicians.
As I said, we're talking to Dr. David Armstrong of the Keck School of Medicine at USC. So now are foot problems more common with aging, or is it the diseases of aging themselves? In other words, type 2 diabetes is clearly a disease of aging, but it also is more common as we get older. Are foot problems more common like this as we get older, or is it the chronic disease such as type 2 diabetes that makes them more common, Dr. Armstrong?
Yeah, that's the short answer to your question, all of your questions, is yes. I think all of that is true. Certainly, as you get older, the proportion of people having complaints in their foot and problems with their foot is going to go up. That's a truism. However, people with diabetes, basically ages you a little bit faster when it comes to that. And there are plenty of people that may have type 2 diabetes that are much younger, that might be in their, no kidding, even sometimes in their 20s nowadays, and 30s, 40s, 50s, that might have very, very significant complications of diabetes in their foot. And those kinds of things are much more common now than they have ever been. And we are now seeing more and more young women and men coming in with these sort of end-stage complications because they developed type 2 diabetes at such an early age. You know, of course, probably when you and I were training, you know, type 2 diabetes was used to be called adult onset diabetes. We now see that complication occurring sometimes in people, in young men and women that are much, much younger, sometimes in their teens, sometimes even before that, in some high-risk population. So just because you're younger doesn't mean you're not going to have complications. But if you're older, that coupled with your diabetes puts you at even greater risk. But the good news, even with all of that, is that just getting in to see your doc and getting sort of triaged as need be can be a limb and life-saving endeavor before it ever came to that. So that's the great news.
We've been talking with Dr. David Armstrong, professor of surgery and a podiatric surgeon at the Keck School of Medicine at the University of Southern California, who obviously has a passion for having you see a podiatrist if you have one of these issues once a year at least. That's an 80% increase in no problems. That's a huge prevention. And even just getting your socks and shoes off when you see your general internist, I'm going to do that more with my patients. So I've learned an awful lot from you, Dr. Armstrong. Thank you. And my patients will benefit. If you want more information, diabeticfootonline.com, diabeticfootonline.com, or if you're a practitioner and want to refer someone, limbpreservationsociety.org, limbpreservationsociety.org. I want to thank you, Dr. Armstrong. We, of course, are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can find out more about how good your diet is or not in terms of the vitamins and minerals you have or are missing by taking the free online quiz at personanutrition.com. You can even talk free to a nutritionist to find out what you can do in your diet to help you live younger for longer. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, You, the Owner Manual Podcast, 1052B. Thank Caitlin for great engineering in spite of my lack of equipment here today. And thank you especially for tolerating this and for tuning us in, downloading us. Do tell your friends about us. We have great guests. We're lucky to have wonderful guests like Dr. Armstrong that make it pretty simple. See a podiatrist once a year and take your shoes and socks off whenever you see your general internist. Thanks again. We'll be back next week.